won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this hump day Wednesday, Elvis Presley's 90th birthday. Wednesday, January 8th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. The seating chart. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, hasn't even started officially the 2025-2026 term, and there's already friction in the state house over where the minority Democrat members are going to sit. I love it. In the run-up to today's opening session, yesterday, House Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, a communist socialist Democrat from Canton, sent presumed speaker, because technically they have to vote for him today, Matt Hall, sent him a list of where he'd like his members to sit on the House floor for the session this term, according to well-placed sources. After all, under Michigan compiled law, MCL 4.61-2, quote, the minority leader of the House of Representatives shall assign each member of the minority caucus to a seat, end quote. However, MERS has learned that Matt Hall heard rumblings from some Democratic members that they didn't like where Puri had put them and asked to be moved. Well, Hall did exactly that. Shuffled around the members to places they allegedly wanted to be. Hall's team argued that MCL 461 also reads that this section of law does not apply if Section 54 of Article 4 of the State Constitution of 1963 is repealed or is amended, which is what happened with the passage of Proposal 1 of 2022. What is or what was Proposal 1 of 2022? That changes term limits in the state of Michigan and also required financial disclosure by anybody running for elected office. Well, in the fine print of Proposal 1, basically the whole seating arrangement process was created under former House Speaker Jason Wentworth, and that was thrown out with the passage of Proposal 1. Hall's folks also argue that the incoming speaker was mindful of people who needed aisle seats, due to health and mobility issues, and that much of what Puri wanted, he's still getting. Regardless, the upshot has been a seating arrangement that is much different than it has been done in the past, when a seniority-based lottery was used for members to pick their seats. Well, the early seating chart, for example, has some oddities in it. We're going to talk about some of those, because it's actually pretty funny what Matt Hall has done. We'll wrap this up. Final couple of paragraphs right after this break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. This pettiness of the seating chart, the seating chart that Matt Hall, the incoming speaker, has given seat assignments to the state representatives down in Lansing. Well, the minority leader felt that the Constitution gave him the right to tell the speaker where the minority Democrats wanted to be seated. Paul says, sorry, Proposal 1 that was passed in 2022 repealed that part of the Constitution. So basically, I'm in charge. I'm going to tell people where they're going to sit. Well, kind of a tit for tat. And this is funny. This is actually funny. I can't believe he's doing this. The former Speaker of the House, Joe Tate from Detroit, wanted to sit next to State Representative Tyrone Carter of Detroit. They're personal friends. They're from Detroit. They'd love to be seatmates. They'd like to be sitting next to each other. Additionally, State Representative Jason Morgan, Democrat from the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, and fellow State Representative Carrie Renegans, also a communist from Ann Arbor, they wanted to sit next to each other. This is what they requested with the Democrat minority leader, Peary. So what did Matt Hall do? He put the former speaker, Joe Tate, at the end of a row and put Jason Morgan from Ann Arbor next to him. Then Tate's ally and friend, Tyrone Carter from Detroit, he put Carrie Renegans from Ann Arbor next to Tyrone Carter. Their desks are four rows away from each other. So not only did he put the very liberal, communist, progressive Ann Arbor state representatives with the two reps from Detroit, but he separated them by four rows. They can't even see each other, according to this seat chart. There's too many other desks in the way, and the way the seats are arranged, they're not even going to be able to make eye contact. I love it. Kind of a little stick in the eye for former Speaker Joe Tate. Now, the Republicans who are in control, 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats, they can basically now tell the Democrats, go sit in the corner and suck your thumb. Just like you forced us to do for the last 2 years. Well, you're not going to have any say on committee assignments. You're not going to have say on any legislative bills. You're not going to be allowed any amendments. As a matter of fact, we may even gavel you down when you try to speak on the House floor. Don't waste our time. We have an agenda. We're moving forward. I love it. And with him now creating subpoena power to investigate Governor Gretchen Whitmer, what she did during the China virus, Attorney General Dana Nessel and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who, by the way, she just had her ninth ruling in court that the judge ruled that she broke election laws in the 2020 as well as, the 2022 election and the 2020 presidential election. The way she handled the China virus, the changes that she made to poll watchers, poll challenging, and chain of custody. We're going to have Patrick Kobach on to talk about it probably next week. Pretty interesting. Now, so you understand, are we getting our money's worth when it comes to state representatives and state senators and their voting records? Well, MERS News Service has analyzed all of the bills that were passed in the House and Senate in Lansing for the 2023 and 2024 legislative years. As you know, how many state reps do we have in Lansing? 110. 110 state reps representing 83 counties. Some counties like Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Kent County, they have large enough populations that they actually get more state representatives than we do up here in Northern Michigan. Northern Michigan state representatives represent at least 3, 4, some 5, 6 counties, some even more. Well, guess what? Out of 110 state reps, and how many senators do we have? 38. You have 148 state representatives and state senators. Now, out of that number, in looking at the voting records, looking at every single vote that was taken, when you look at the actual numbers, roughly about 20%, one out of five state reps and state senators voted for every bill that was cast in 2023-2024. Overall, 31 legislators, 19 House members, and 12 senators did not miss a single roll call vote during the 2023-2024 session. This was a drop by 20 from the previous session of 21-22, where they had 51 legislators. Prior to that, in 19 and 20, 62. In the session before that, the 2018-2019, 90 legislators had a perfect voting record. And in 2017-2018, 100. Folks, we have had a decline every single year for the last 8 years in Lansing. Unbelievable. 100, next session 90, next session 62, next session 51, and this last session 31. One of the reasons for the drop this year was so significant because the House Republicans walked out of the session of the lame duck, which wiped away a perfect voting record for 10 of their members, 10 Republicans. Among those was State Representative Ann Boland from Brighton, who had her nearly 6-year perfect voting record snapped when she joined her colleagues and walked out and missed votes to protest the Democrats for not taking up any changes to the tip wage law and the paid sick leave proposal. Boland said, "This was a difficult decision. I've been very proud of my voting record. However, it was more important to me to be a united member of our Republican caucus. Our voices weren't being heard on the issues. And because of that, we had to stand together and walk out." She said this was the only way we could have dealt with this legislature. Incoming House Speaker Matt Hall also had a lifetime perfect voting record going into 2024. But again, that was snapped when he missed session in the face of a tornado that impacted his local community. in the Senate, those who made every vote in 2023 and 2024 were Republican Thomas Elbert, Democrat Sarah Anthony from Lansing, Rosemary Baer, Democrat from Kegel Harbor, the Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Democrat from Grand Rapids, John Cherry, Democrat from Flint, Robert Hoke, Republican from Union Township, the Communist Democrat Jeff Irwin from Ann Arbor, Democrat Veronica Kleinfeld from East Point, Mallory McMorrow from Royal Oak, a Democrat, Democrat Dana Bohanke, Sue Schenck, again another Communist Democrat from Ann Arbor, and Michael Weber from Rochester. No State Senator John DeMuth. No, he missed votes. His first term as a state senator, and he couldn't even be there to vote on every bill. Unbelievable. In the House, those who made every vote for 23 and 24, Democrat Breen, Carter, Fairhat from Dearborn, Hope from Lansing, Hoskins from Southfield, Colazar from Plymouth, Liberati from Allen Park, Martis from Flushing, McFall from Hazel Park, O'Neill, Saginaw, Podhuski from Livonia, Julie Rogers, Kalamazoo, Scott from Detroit, Shannon, Will Snyder from Muskegon, Joe Tate, the Speaker, Tenersklu from East Lansing, Wilson from Ypsilanti, and Whitworth from Lansing. Again, all Democrats, because the Republicans walked out of the lame duck and screwed up their perfect voting record. On the House side, State Representative Curtis Vanderwall missed the most votes in 2024, where he missed 183, or 33.58% of the votes that were cast. Due to many of the votes taking place during the lame duck, also the fact that he was out for health issues. Which senator missed the most votes in 2024? Senator Lana Tice from Brighton. She missed 176. Kind of interesting. Down to just 31 state reps and state senators who had a perfect voting record. A few years ago, they had 100. Now it's down to 31. Folks, can you say part-time legislature? We have got to get back to it. I hope and pray the next Republican governor will do it. Put it on the ballot. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight,